What I want to do tonight is to give you a summary of what I have called the message of Christmas. A summary. And if I were to sum it up, I would sum up the message of Christmas in these words. It is a message with three distinct points. One, it is a message about the Savior. Two, it is a message about the sinner. Three, it is a message about salvation. And all this is summed up for us in one of the greatest verses found in the Bible. It is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. No, 1 Timothy, not 2nd, I beg your pardon. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. And the verse reads as follows. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. What is that faithful saying that is worthy of all acceptance? Here it is. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is the gospel on the three simple head or headings. The whole message of Christmas is summed up for us in this verse. It is a message about the Savior. It is a message about the sinner. It is a message about salvation. Let us take them one at a time. The first is, it is a message about the Savior. Well, who is the Savior? You say to me, there is no word Savior in the text. You are quite right. But the word Jesus in the text means Savior. So it is a message about the Savior. And the name Jesus fixed forever his identity. And his identity is, he is the Savior. Now, the name Jesus also identifies his character. I say that because people can steal your identity, they can steal your passport, and they can disguise themselves and appear to be what they are not. People do that all the time. Crooks and criminals, they do that all the time. But you know nothing about their character. Not a single thing. They can deceive the authorities. They can pretend to be who they are not. But not so the name Jesus. The name Jesus reveals his character. It tells us who he actually is. And who he actually is the Savior. But why? Because as Savior, he has certain special qualities, certain special characteristics, certain special traits by which we may identify him, that we may not confuse him, that we may not think he is one among many, but he is one by himself. How do we see that? This is why the apostle then tells us it is Christ Jesus. He tells us the person who came is the Savior, but he is Christ Jesus. That is, he's an anointed Savior. He's no ordinary Savior. He's no ordinary political, social, environmental Savior. No, he's an anointed Savior. And as anointed Savior, he came into the world to do a special work. A work that nobody else could do. A work that we could not do ourselves. What is that work? He came to do the work of a great high priest. And the work of a great high priest is summed up in this. The priest in the Old Testament had to offer sacrifice to God. Animals, cows, sheep, goats, and so on. But as anointed priest, the sacrifice he offered was not animals, but himself. Why? This is where the name Jesus comes in. Why? Why must he offer himself? Now, he offered himself not for himself. But he offered himself instead of other people, instead of us. And that sacrifice, when he offered himself upon the cross, the sacrifice had a definite and a particular purpose. That is, because God's law was violated by us, that sacrifice was offered to satisfy God. To satisfy all the demands of the law of God. And that sacrifice was a perfect sacrifice, a blameless sacrifice, yes, an all-sufficient sacrifice for every man, for every woman, every single individual, whatever their color, whatever their creed, whatever their nationality, whatever their